But I heard that they went to Harvard. Graduates.
Yeah. And that was gospel.
Gospel. And I swear to God, I told people that. I probably told people that for 12 years out of high school. Because randomly it'll come on. Once a year you'll hear a 303 song. You know these guys went to Harvard? And they'll be like, really? Like, yeah, dude, isn't that crazy? And they said, fuck it, we're just going to be pop stars forever.
Yeah.
Decided to look it up one day.
Yeah, negative.
Never sniffed Harvard.
No. Did any of them even go to college?
I don't even know. Not Harvard, though. Definitely not Harvard. All right.
All right. All right. Episode 112.
Is that what it is?
Of the Fair Enough podcast. That's what it is. We did 2 1-11s.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
1.5.
Oh, yeah.
112, the GOAT.
Yeah, Michael Falbo. I've been 12 all my life.
You've been 12?
Yes, sir.
I didn't know that.
Yep. And then, obviously.
And then Brady. Right after that on the list is Brady.
And then maybe Joe Montana can slip in. I think he was 12.
I don't think he was.
Do your Joe Namath.
Joe Namath was definitely 12.
Joe Namath was 12. Joe Montana was what, 13?
Producer Jack might have to get on that one.
Get on your fucking, get on your phone.
Patrick Marleau.
Patrick Marleau.
That's a deep cut.
Alex DeBrincat as a...
As a Hawk.
As a Hawk. There are a lot of 12s. Aaron Rodgers.
We need one basketball 12.
Kirk Heinrich of the Chicago Bulls.
Wow.
That's
okay.
A 12.
Yeah, that is a 12.
You're welcome. I want to say Tobias Harris might be number 12.
He might be.
He's a dog, though, so fuck him.
Yeah, he is a dog, and he's going to be a Piston.
You think so?
Oh, big time. We're going to bring that guy back in 2 seconds. We're going to get the band back together, and we're going to be fucking mediocre again. Almost immediately. It's going to be crazy.
When the fuck was Tobias on the Pistons?
For a while. Him and Boban. That's when the Boban thing was, like, all over the place.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that, to be honest with you.
But episode 112, we are in person today. Cheers. Hopefully
that,
you can't
eh?
Hear any echo.
Hopefully you can't hear that washing machine going bananas in the background.
Getting my whites done right now. Good. We are in person today. Michael is here for the draft. We are recording on Wednesday. We'll be going down to the draft Thursday for round one, and then again on Friday. We're going to do some shenanigans on Friday. We got the 40-yard dash, the vert, and
the Hail Mary.
And the Hail Mary.
Mind you guys, this is us doing those things. This isn't just we get to go see pros do it. This is open to the people, supposedly.
What? Where do you think the 40 lands?
For me?
Yeah.
I want to say my 40, so in my heart of hearts, I want to say it's sub 5, but I know it's not.
It ain't sub 5. But I was hoping sub 7.
I think I genuinely would be somewhere high 5s. I think I'll be under 6.
You think?
Mm-hmm. I do.
Good
as long
for
as
you,
I get
if,
off
you
the,
are.
If I get off the ball right and don't slip like a jerk off, which I probably will,
yeah.
I genuinely think, this is wishful thinking, but I think I can go sub 6. I think in my prime, I can be low 5s.
Yeah.
Maybe
high school, I probably could have hit low 5s. I never timed a 40 in my life.
Neither did I. And also, I played baseball. So we did the 60 foot fucking, we did like a 60, which doesn't mean shit.
No, is that high school to first 60?
Or 90. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. I was going to say.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. I think at 13, you go from 60 foot bases to 90 foot bases, like an adult. And that's pro level.
I think I'm going to be over 6.
Yeah, I mean, you're also less than a year off of a fucking pop the chills.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
No, I'm over a year.
Is it over a year now?
Isn't that
holy
crazy?
Shit.
It's we're like getting a year old. And a half.
Holy shit.
Since I popped it.
You know what's crazy is that, no, there's no way, dude, because I'm fucking.
I popped it in August 22.
22? Because I tore my shit. In May of 22.
Yeah. We were one after another. We were following.
I didn't know
crazy.
It was that fucking close.
Yeah, dude. We were going down there for a minute. Well, hopefully that doesn't happen on Friday. We can't afford it.
No. Yeah, physically and financially.
Yeah,
and mentally.
What about the 40 or the vert?
The vert, my highest vert that I had in high school was 30 inches, which is
that's fucking pretty good.
Solid. Yeah, I was a fucking athlete. That's dude. Pretty good. I'm just saying, I was an athlete until I got a little fucking fat, dude. I mean, I was just resting my mic on my fucking stomach fat not 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, but like, I feel like you've just kind of always been like kind of a built human where you're like, you're just gonna be the same. Forever, and I feel like your athleticism isn't gonna go that far away.
No, I don't disagree. I mean, my bottom half has always been there.
Yeah,
it's now I just got the extra poundage, but the vert. If I can get over 20, I'll be happy. I think I will be able to get over 20.
Dude, if you don't get over 20, that's embarrassing, right?
Not really, though, dude. Because like, I mean, think about it. Like,
20 inches. So that's what.
It's a foot and
8 inches?
Yeah.
Ooh.
I think I can jump 2 feet high.
God, I hope I can.
My thing is, though, too,
that's
that
going to be a tough look.
Is it a standing vert or do I get a half step?
I hope it's the standing vert like they do at the
That's what I'm saying. Combine. Standing vert with no fucking one step, dude?
Yeah. Could be tough.
Yeah, dude. You got to get some explosion. And I don't know if I got it left in me, dude. 30 years is a lot.
Yeah. I was going to say that maybe we film all this and we put it on our story. That would be way easier.
That's Friday or Thursday?
Friday. Thursday, we're not going to be able to do any of that shit. We're not getting down there in time. Friday, we'll get down there at 2 o'clock at the latest. Go do some fun shit at the NFL experience. And then
you're not working on Friday?
Negative. Whole day off.
Well, who the fuck can I play a round of golf with tomorrow in the morning? And then my life will be set. I didn't know that you weren't working Friday because I was wondering, I'm like, dude, what am I going to do fucking all Friday morning when everyone's at work?
I would golf Friday morning for sure. Well, I digress.
Yeah, fair enough.
There it is.
Jack just chimed in and says, does golf on Saturday. I don't know if you guys can hear him or not.
Congrats to Mike and Jack on tying the drink draft.
Oh, was it a tie?
36% each to you guys.
Yeah, I got a lot of hate from our friends. And I got a lot of hate from not only our friends. I got a lot of hate from my sister. She was texting me talking shit.
Where was the hate coming from? Like what drink?
Just how bland I was. I think she was talking shit. I could be wrong. She listened.
Well, you won. So.
Yeah, I know. But like, I got all this hate for like taking fucking lemonade and stuff. It's like, dude, I just took what I drink. Like, yeah. I didn't, because I don't drink any, I drink water, Monster, booze. That's what I drink.
Right.
So it's like, for me to be like, yeah, dude, give me a fucking, you get a blue Gatorade. I was like, I'm just going to go. I mean, not that I had a chance, but, you know.
That was a tough part of it. Like, I don't drink Voltage anymore, but I know what it tastes like. I feel like that's all it was. It's just like knowing what it
You're not wrong about that. I was just in my head like, you know what? I think water and Monster was just enough for me to be like, I'm not winning this anyway, so I'm just going to take what I literally
you did.
Yeah, you know what? Play by, you know, go with your heart, and sometimes you reap the bennies about it. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I'm going to take this. I'm going to take this win in. I'm going to fucking celebrate with the fam. Thank you to my Lord and Savior.
Yep.
Jesus Christ.
Yep. Pass that to Jack. I want to hear his thoughts.
First place is, first tie's a tie. I don't give a fuck. Don't stretch this too far, Jack.
So I feel like coffee kind of put you in a good spot.
Coffee got me the dub. Well, not even the dub. We tied.
Still.
But if that's what we're going to leave it at, then I got people that can come vote. All right. We'll throw that joint back up
there. We can throw it back up there.
See who's got who in this John.
I can't believe that I was just thrown to the fucking wayside for this thing.
I don't even remember what your list looked like.
Chocolate milk. Voltage. Other stuff.
Like I said, I believe I said this during the recording, is that you had the draft of a 12-year-old child.
I did, and I think that's kind of where everybody here. I'll pull the I'll
our demo is up. Not 12-year-old children, thankfully. So we were looking for. I thought coffee was gonna be guaranteed fucking winner. I definitely thought that for sure.
I had blue Powerade and orange Hi-C from McDonald's, though. I thought those would have like maybe propelled me. To a victory here. And
no, because Propel definitely didn't propel you.
Propel definitely propelled me the wrong way.
Yeah, it propelled you in reverse.
But that was
Tarrant.
Really my, like, I mean, not that any of them weren't homer picks. They were all homer picks, but Propel was like my like hard stance. Like, hey,
I actually drink these. I don't give a fuck what you think about it, which is fair. I actually had a strawberry milkshake last night, dude, from Kojak's, Burbank, Illinois. Shout out. Been there forever.
Is that a chain? Drinks.
No.
Oh, okay. But I was going to say it.
Let me tell you what. This shit was on point yesterday. Like, not too melted or anything. It was just the perfect thickness. Pause. It was just so goddamn good. And I was like, you know what? See, I draft with my heart.
Yeah, you did too.
Oh, it was so good.
I think a butterscotch shake should be more universally put into the rotation.
Where do you find those at?
Any ice cream, like the little ice cream place you got to like walk up to?
Like a literal, like either creamery or like a, a stand. Yep. Those are the best, especially when they put the little eyes. The place called Primo's by our place. And they put the little fucking eyes in your ice cream cone.
Oh, yeah. Talk about the options you get at those places. Oh, I know. Too many.
Yeah, it's almost overwhelming.
How are they putting all that into that little hut?
Yeah, exactly. And those fucking, those tubs of ice cream aren't small. Mm-mm. They're quite big. Mm-hmm. They're 5-gallon buckets damn near of fucking ice cream. But, yeah, let's bring back fucking the butterscotch milkshake. I'm going to have to try one of those. It sounds like a good time.
They're great. Yeah. I got Cody on them recently, and now he's an addict. Because you don't think to try it ever. You know who made me try one? Rob Sr.
God, dude, that guy's a fucking savant.
It's wild.
I swear, he's got the best taste out there.
Well, I bet you'd talk to him, and he'd be like, I don't even remember ever drinking those. I'd be like, dude, you told me to get this.
And no offense to anybody in the Brennan family or to your father, because I actually fucking love your parents and your dad, but your dad doesn't look like he's tried anything.
No.
And he's tried everything.
He looks like a piece of fucking Wonder Bread.
Exactly. He's just your most run-of-the-mill looking white, and you're like,
you need my dad the ducks. And it's just like, but then you peel back some layers.
Yeah, talk to him for 5 minutes, and you're like, who the fuck did this guy come from? It's like when Conor McGregor in the Roadhouse thing, he's like,
yep.
Where the fuck is everybody? Like, that's him, dude. You're like, what the fuck? He's wearing leather jackets and like being all cool and shit. I'm like, who is this guy?
Yeah, he blows you away.
He really does, man. You love to see it.
You gotta peel it back.
Yeah, that's fucking funny, man.
Let's do a little bit of draft talk, because I feel like, even though this is probably gonna come out on Friday, maybe we can either look smart or look stupid. And I just wanted to hear a couple of thoughts from you.
Hit me.
So what if, let me give you a couple scenarios here, and you tell me where you would rank these. Let's go. We're going to go Caleb Williams 1 for all these.
Fair.
Caleb Williams 1. Romo Dunze 9.
Okay.
Caleb Williams 1. One of the tackles. Has that been in play for you guys? Like Fashanu?
Like Joe Alt?
Or no, Joe Alt's going to go to, he's going to go earlier.
Well, okay.
But Olu Fashanu from Penn State.
Penn State, yeah. The Penn State kid is definitely in the mix, I believe. Mm-hmm. Is there another one?
Yeah, or you guys go Jared Verse or like a D end there.
Okay, so, all right, so those are the three options?
Yeah.
So I think I rank those 1, 2, 3, personally.
You want Odunze first.
I want a receiver. I just think with the talent of the receivers that are there, I'm very and this comes back to like a CeeDee Lamb, right? Cowboys did not need CeeDee Lamb. They had Amari Cooper. They had fucking a good receiving core for the most part. And they took CeeDee Lamb at, what, 17, I think it was, or 15?
Yep.
When they did not need him, but he fell. And they were like, why the fuck this guy fell? And Jerry Jones was like, trig. So
the rare Cowboys W.
Yeah, I think it's position. Yeah, if it falls – and I think they will. I think there's going to be one of the three receivers. You keep hearing the shit about how Marv isn't going to be number one. You're like, get the fuck out of here. But
yeah,
they say that you would think that one of those three receivers is there at 9. And I think they'll be the best player remaining in the draft at that time. And I'm very pro. If it's like that good of talent, you take the best player.
That's all they've been saying about Odunze. Is like,
that's what I'm saying.
Him, Neighbors, or Marv, Neighbors, and Odunze, it's like,
yeah,
just fucking pick one and be happy that you got
one B and C kind of. But so I kind of, that's where my head's at. And I wouldn't be mad if they didn't, but just the way that they're talking about these receivers like that, it would be like a almost like a shame for you not to take them. Because it's like, think about it. You get to train behind Keenan Allen, Hall of Famer.
Yep.
DJ Moore right now, he's an all pro for kind of, if not damn near. And it's like, and you have that type of just raw talent. Like, dude, once Keenan Allen kicks the bucket in a couple years, not dies, retires, like then you have, you know, you're just fucking plug and play. Then it's like you can find a DN, especially edge is always a high price item in free agency. You can always buy one.
Can
linemen are tough. Linemen are tough to find, but you can get one. You know, in the draft, you can get a guy.
You can get a guy in the second or third round that ends up just being a starter forever.
Yeah, especially if we fuck around and try to get a center like we should somewhere a little later.
Oh,
that's big. If we can get a top tier center and then we work around that, like I think that the O line, even though, or I mean the D line, is the least of our worries at nine.
Yeah.
So I think 1, 2, 3. I would go receiver, O line, then edge at nine.
Yeah,
if available.
I would agree. I would agree. And obviously you want to beef up the O-line for Caleb, but if you can get a center in the second round and he's going to be your guy forever.
I just, you know, the Bears are just so good at overthinking picks over my whole lifetime that it's like, let's not overthink it. Let's just take the guy who's a stud. That's why it's like I'm starting to get back on the Caleb Williams train, and just the sheer fact that it's like, the hype is there. Everything is there. Maybe this is the right guy.
The reason he's been talking about for years.
Yeah. So it's like, you know what? Fuck it. Even though I would like Jaden Daniels over him just because I think I like him better as like a overall person, kind of. I don't even know about him like that. But it's like, whatever. Let's just get on the train. He's going to be our quarterback. Let's support him. I want him to do good.
The arrogance thing, too, that everybody brings up. I don't really like – I think that's a lot of people – assuming, and not a lot of people like bringing up proof of when he's been arrogant.
So I was just seeing the thing yesterday. It was about like how he wanted to take the job from Spencer Rattler at Oklahoma, right?
Yeah.
That's like the big thing. Like, oh, he's not a team player.
No, and shit, then, he wants to take the job.
Then there's a quote from Brady his rookie year saying like, oh, I want Bledsoe's job, right? Mm-hmm. And it was like, oh, when Tom Brady says a GOAT, hardest worker, competitive, blah, 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 Caleb Williams says he's cocky, this, that, and the other thing. I just think that people need to figure out that it's this new generation of kids. It's not the same. These kids, they speak differently. They talk about shit differently. They're more like kind of asshole-ish, but dumb with it.
Yeah.
But it's like, dude, like,
they don't know how to speak.
Yeah. That's the problem. Yeah. Cause they've had their phone since they're fucking 12 and they can look everything up and blah, blah. So it's like, dude, like, I mean, not that we're that far off, but like, people are over like analyzing the shit. It's like, dude, like he's fucking 21, like, or however old he is. It's like, chill. Like he's just a kid that doesn't know how to be like a professional speaker yet. He's just speaking his mind because everyone that's his age thinks they can just do whatever the fuck they want and say whatever the fuck they want.
Right.
And it's like, he'll learn. He'll get in that light where he, you know, hopefully his play shows up. And then it's like, yeah, see, everyone was just talking shit because he's just a kid.
Yeah.
You know, we got to realize that. Remember, they're just kids out there.
They're just kids out there.
So,
and remember, I mean, don't get me wrong. I hope he sucks for our sake. Honestly, though, like, I would way rather have it like the Lions are sick, the Bears are sick, and then the Pack and the Vikings are kind of like third and fourth because it's always for our whole lives been the other way around.
I agree. I mean, obviously, like I don't like the Lions. But like
breaking news.
Yeah, I don't it's like I don't hate them either though, you know? Like I don't know. Maybe it's cuz Detroit.
We don't hate them. Like I don't hate the Bears like I hate the Pack.
That's
not
what
even
I'm
close.
Saying. And I think it's like, and it's not because like we've always just sucked, but it is. You know,
it is.
It's like
there aren't moments that I can look back on like an Aaron Rodgers Hail Mary for the Bears where I'm like, oh, fuck the Bears. Like, I want them to never win a game again.
You know? Yeah, especially like, yeah, I don't know. I guess like, yeah, that's the perfect way to say it. It's like, it's just, we've always wanted to put our hate somewhere else where it's like, now I don't have this like pent up hatred for the Lions like I would even the Vikings, which like the Vikings, you know, you see Adrian Peterson run for 200 yards on every goddamn game. You're like, hey, hit him.
Hated that guy.
You know, you're like, kill him. And it's like, dude, what are we doing here? Yeah. So, I agree with you. I would like to see. And you know what? I was the biggest fucking Jared Goff guy. I was like, dude, you guys are getting a good guy. And then like, how do you not like some of the players they have, you know? And it pisses me off because it's like, I want Amon-Ra St. Brown for fucking 4 years, $100 billion.
$30 million a year.
Yeah, which is fucking nuts, yeah. Dude. But yeah, so I'm with you on that. I would like to see Caleb Williams be good, but I definitely think I'd rather see the Lions and the Bears competing at the top. And also, too, for like me and you, like, how many Packers fans that are your friends you have? I mean, I guess Hayden.
Two.
Yeah, okay, fair. That's more than I expected. Like, it's like, I'd rather, for me at least, I have friends that are Lions fans. And it's like, we have no friendly competition because we both stink forever. And it's like,
right.
Well, this isn't fun to fucking, like, talk shit about. Like, oh, who's going to be worse? Well, we're both going to be at the bottom of the league, you know? It's like, yeah. I'd rather it be, like, me and my friends that I get to fucking shoot the shit with and drive up to Detroit and be like, hey, you fucking losers, you know?
Good
like,
for friendship, good for the pod. So it's a root for radio situation.
Yeah, I mean, it just really is. I really think that is the case, so...
I think I don't think we're picking at 29.
You think they're gonna trade out?
I don't think we're picking at 29. I really don't. Brad, when's the last time like Brad Holmes was like, all right, we're just gonna go ahead and pick right here? Last year or 2 years ago when we picked J-Mo, Nobody was thinking like we're gonna reach and go up there and get a receiver. Like that was insane at the time. So for us to do something similar last year and move back, but then take Gibbs. I just don't think it's like that cut and dry. Oh, we're at 29 now. That's where we're going to be. If I'm giving you exactly what I think is going to happen in my heart of hearts, I think we are going to be moving back.
Yeah.
To the second round. And I think a perfect trade partner for us would be the Houston Texans. Houston has two seconds. If they trade us to get back in the first round, we would have 4 second rounders if we get both of their seconds. I'll trade that 29 to get two more second rounders and 2 fucking seconds if they like offer that up to us. I don't know that they would.
Yeah.
But if they did.
Well, I don't think you'd get 2 seconds for a late first. You'd probably get a second this year and a second next year.
Or a second and a fourth or something like that, which I would take that too, honestly. Like to have 3 second rounders, Brad Holmes hits on at least one of those as a starter.
Yeah.
The other two are hopefully good guys. But
and the thing that's kind of nice about you guys right now, I feel like that you guys don't need anything that's going to go in the top 15, 20. Like all those main like guys, and it's like I guess they need DBs, right? Like that's kind of the main thing.
Like it'd be if I was to say, all right, I really want like the two guys that I would love, Latu, the kid from the DN from UCLA. If you haven't watched this kid play, pull up some tape on him. He is an absolute freak. He's Micah Parsons like size and length, but then he runs like a receiver. He's a fucking freak.
Okay.
And then the other kid's Quinshon Mitchell, the corner from Toledo.
What about Cooper DeJean or whatever? You think he'll be gone?
They've been talking about it on the radio all week, and it's this score that people think Brad Holmes uses. It's called a RAS score. Okay. Stands for Relative Athletic Statistic or something like that.
Jack, a.k.a. don't take the white boy.
No. Oh, Cooper DeJean is number one on the RAS list. Really? That's what's insane to me. Yeah, which is, the opposite of where you thought I was just going right there. Cooper DeJean is number one on the RAS list, which makes you think, damn, dude, maybe Brad Holmes is fucking locking him in here.
I mean,
that's but we'd have to probably move up to get him.
Oh, yeah, so they had, I saw projections. It was like mid-20s, early 20s.
He's like right before where we're going.
Yeah. Yeah, and honestly, fuck that. To me, that's not worth it. But, I mean, maybe it is, though, you know? I mean, look what he did with fucking – with Gibbs, you know? Like, the guy clearly has something figured out, so.
There's a very particular person that Brad Holmes has been after in all of these drafts. Outside of, I would say, and even J-Mo kind of fits this role. He's a goofball, but he fits the role. Brad Holmes loves – football players. He just likes guys that don't give a fuck about anything else other than football. Gibbs, 100% that kind of guy. Obviously, yeah. Penei Sewell. Jack Campbell, he's going to take a minute to work out, but I don't even think he thinks about anything other than football and corn.
Yeah, that guy, yeah, you're a psychopath.
Cooper DeJean is that kind of guy, 1,000%. Yeah. Like, that's what Brad Holmes looks for. And I think that's why people, like you were saying earlier, it's hard to hate the Lions because that's what Brad Holmes picks. It's not flashy guys other than, I mean, obviously J-Mo is flashier, but like these other guys that he picks are just guys that work their ass off. They don't give a shit about the media. They don't give a shit about any outside noise. They just want to win.
Yeah. And what else can you ask for as a coach and as a manager and a GM?
And how do you not root for that? How do you not get behind that as a city?
Yeah. No, I agree.
But it sounds like it's going to be, if we stayed at 29 for whatever reason, it sounds like it'd be like a Nate Wiggins, who's the corner from Clemson. I haven't watched much tape on him, but everybody loves him. Or Kool-Aid McKinstry from Bama. Yep.
Which Bama DBs usually work out pretty well.
Yeah. After Brian Branch, like, I'd be talk about another guy that. Yes, they did play together.
Also, I feel like McKinstry's been there for a minute, so it makes sense.
Tarian Arnold, who is the other corner from Bama, he's going to go in like the teens somewhere. He was talking about it today. They were interviewing him and he was saying like how dope it would be to come back and play with Brian Branch. And he was like, this guy loves football. Like, I love football the same way he does. So
yeah,
that'd be sick. If we moved up to get Arnold, that'd be dope, but I don't see it happening.
Yeah. I also though right now too, like, do the Lions have much in terms of, like, draft capital to move, or is it just kind of, like, straight away, we got 1 through 7?
They got that second rounder. Oh, yeah. So they can make a play with that, for sure. But, like I said, I think Brad Holmes has established himself as, like, such a smart drafter at this point that I think he feels comfortable just having, if he has 3 picks in the second round, he's probably over the moon about that.
Yeah.
No offense. I mean, and this was something that I threw out there a few weeks ago, it's not going to happen because he's not going to slip. But if for whatever reason Brock Bowers was there.
Brock Bowers, a guy who's projected to go top 10.
Georgia tight end. He's a receiver, basically.
Yeah.
So if we had him, so we'd have Laporta at actual tight end, we'd just split Brock Bowers out. You wouldn't, like, there's no, we'd score 60 a game. Huh?
Yeah, but we're talking about like a generational tight end over Brock Wright, who's a blocking back. You know?
Brock Wright would be bringing fucking Brock Bowers snacks on the sideline. He'd be
carrying the old jock.
He'd be saying, yep, yes, sir, yep, what do you want me to do? Yeah. Go get your footballs?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're paying him $3 million. So, I mean, he's a very solid backup tight end in the league, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But Brock Bowers, like, would fuck his girlfriend, and then
Brock Wright
would say thanks.
Brock Wright is a guy that will have a job in the NFL for a very long time, and he'll never be good. Mm-hmm. He'll always just be. It's not about
it's
slander.
Not slander. It's not slander. Hey, dude, I'll remember that touchdown against the Jets that Brock Wright had forever. Rumbling, bumbling, stumbling, dating Carly Johnston, the Red Wings in
reporter chick.
She's like the in stadium chick, but also like a reporter.
Bad.
So, oh,
but this thing is, I'm not slandering Brock
Detroit
Wright.
Detroit home, you know.
He has a job, but his job is not to be a good tight end at like catching balls and shit. He is in there to fucking spell whoever's the starter and block in the big sets. I mean, and then he'll
blow people up on special teams.
Yeah, it's like that is a job that is so necessary for a team. For one, it's a vibes guy. Two, it's an energy guy. Three, it's a dude who is necessity that if your starter does go down, you're not thrilled that Brock Wright's now your plug-in, but you're also not pissed, and you're not scrambling to find a guy to replace him. You know what I mean? Like, there's a couple – I can't think of names right now, but, like, there are guys like that in the league forever that just make tight ends that will be there forever. And he's one of those guys who will have a 12-year career and score maybe 5 touchdowns in his career.
Yep.
You know.
Insert White number 86.
Yeah, literally.
Just plug and play, and they're going to be fine forever. For everybody's talking, I saw Tom Pelissero and all these guys talking today about how, and Traeger, how this could be like 10 trades in the first round.
Really?
Do you think that, and I feel like we hear this every year, maybe not to this level that it's been at this year, but do you think it's going to be like we're actually going to hit that number this year because there is a lot of smoke actually, or do you think it's like, all right, this is all bullshit?
You know, I legitimately have not done a lot of work outside the top 10 here because I'm just so like,
yeah, you don't have to
worried about like, hey, what the fuck are we doing at 9?
Right.
That like, I don't know if it's just all of the thing about it is I think the quarterback play here is so like, but they say this every fucking 3 years when there's good quarterbacks. Like, I know that all four or five of these guys are like really good, yeah. But like, look at the Trevor Lawrence draft. But like, I think
somebody's going to fall. Look at last year. Look at the Will Levis situation. He thought he was going early.
For sure. And this is what I'm saying is that, like, it's project. They're saying, oh, you know, fucking Caleb, Jaden Daniels, Drake May, you know, people are going to fucking trade up for JJ. Then you got Penix and Knicks that are sitting there in the maybe the second. It's like, okay, there's six of them that are like, it's like, are people really going to move around for them? Like, right. At this point, like, I don't know if it's worth it. Like, I know 1, 2, 3, maybe, just because out of sheer necessity, we need a quarterback, Washington needs a quarterback, New England needs a quarterback. So there's absolutely nothing else that can happen but quarterback, quarterback, quarterback. But, like,
who's in Vegas now?
Is it Aiden O'Connell still with Jimmy Garoppolo?
I thought they got somebody else,
too. I think you're right.
I feel like they need a quarterback, though. I think whatever they got was just a kind of a plug and play.
Yeah.
Can you look that up, Jack? Who the Vegas Raiders got as quarterback?
But like, my thing is, though, like, are we going to move up? Are we going to trade away our fucking soul to get, you know, a J.J. McCarthy or a Michael Penix Jr.? I don't know. It's like, or do you just – hopefully he's there. Andrew Jones. No. Wrong.
Imagine that would be tough.
Well, is he even in the league?
Minshew? Yeah. Oh, Minshew. Yeah, that's who they got. So yeah, so they're looking for a quarterback too. So yeah, that's it's like, a traffic jam.
But Landry Jones.
He was an Oklahoma guy
that like a while ago.
Yeah, it was a minute ago, like 2014. Oh, maybe he's the backup there. Maybe Aiden O'Connell's gone. I feel like he ain't.
I don't think that's right. I don't think that's right
at all. Yeah, I think that's a 2012 article.
I don't know. He might be in, like, Seattle or something as a backup now.
Ugh, what a waste of time.
Yeah, but I'm just saying is that, like, you know, all these teams, they're saying, like, oh, you know, is it – but, like, this is what I'm trying to get at here is that there's – outside the top three, right, there's three of them. It's like, is it worth fucking – trading away everything you have in draft capital, essentially, unless you can fleece a team for JJ McCarthy, Michael Penix Jr., Bo Nix.
Yeah.
Is it? Or do we just like, or do you just wait and see? And if they fall, they fall. If not, guess what? We build something else. Then we wait till next year and we stink again and we have the fucking top four pick. And then you can really make a splash. You're not even getting a top three guy. You're going to waste away fucking multiple seconds or multiple firsts even for fucking for JJ McCarthy, Bo Nix, or Michael Penix. And I love two of those three guys, but like, I don't think they're worth anything more than just getting picked where the fuck they're gonna get picked. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know if those moves are getting made. And I think that's what really spearheads the trades in the first round are those quarterbacks. I could be wrong. And I mean, there could be, you know, receivers and or fucking edge guys or whoever that really makes a splash that makes a team want to really move into it. But I mean, you got the GM really was got to want you, I think, for that to be the case.
I do think it is going to be like an extra for trades this year. I do. I just think they're talking about all these old linemen too. I think people are going to move up to get tackles.
I don't mean to cut you off there. That makes sense because usually those guys go in the top 7, top 8, top 9, but now they're going to be dropping to 14, 15 probably.
Right.
Because all these stupid fucking quarterbacks getting taken and receivers, that it's like, it's crazy to think that there's six guys that receivers and quarterbacks only.
Yeah.
That's fucking nuts.
It is nuts.
And it's like, and they're saying Brock Bowers too, where it's like, okay, so now there's 8 offensive guys gone. And it's like, dude, now you have all your O-linemen and all your edge rushers are going to be falling late. So I guess, you know what, you make a good point on that with the O-linemen and shit, because it's like, oh, these guys might be there 4 or 5 picks later than they should be. I don't have to give up.
The Jared versus of the world too. Yeah, the edge guys, like the edge guys and the tackles are going to be fascinating.
You make good points. You make good points. But yeah, that's crazy. I would love to see it. I'd love to see some action. I hope the Bears don't do anything stupid. Stay at 9. Don't give up that fucking farm for Marvin Harrison. I would love to try and get him, but don't give up the farm for him.
No.
And just take Odunze and fucking be on with your day.
Hell yeah.
Not a word about Mikey
Sanderson. Dude, whoever gets Mikey Sanderson, that's a guy, that's a Dan Campbell guy, if I've ever seen a Dan Campbell guy. No, he plays Brian Branch's position. We could probably find a spot for him, but he would end up having to be a true corner, which is just not what he is. I think he's going to be a great nickel somewhere, a guy that is super crazy smart and well spoken, and then just only cares about football. Like,
yeah,
he's going to be great somewhere.
Yeah, but that could turn into, you know, smartest man in the room's thing, where it's like some guy passes up on him because, oh, we don't really have a fit for him right now. It's like, dude, just take the guy.
And that's kind of what the Lions do, you know?
Gives a fuck.
And I think that's the best. Now, I didn't know what the best draft strategy was before Brad Holmes, but I really do think it's just fill your needs in free agency, best player available in the draft.
Yeah.
Find the best guy.
Yeah, I mean, and at the end of the day, it's like, dude, yeah, find the best guy. Unless you're literally one piece away and it's like, all right, well, I'm gonna overreach on a guy because we literally need that guy to be the perfect team.
And if you're doing that, go get him.
Yeah, exactly.
Move up to get him.
Yeah, I agree 100%.
Well, we picked up my ball, Zach Ertz, for a little bit. Yeah. He's gone. He's somewhere else. I forget where he went, but he signed somewhere.
Remember how I told you that I thought...
I wish you would have played it down for us.
Have I ever told the story about 303 on this podcast?
Mm-mm.
How I told you I thought they'd go to Harvard. So anyway,
the band 303 went to Harvard.
So, all right, we'll get into this after this, and this will lead into it. So Zach Ertz, I was convinced he's been retired for 2 years, and then all of a sudden someone was like, "Oh, the Lions are picking him." I'm like, "Dude, that guy is 1,000% without a shred of a doubt retired.
He's done. What are you talking about?"
And then all of a sudden,
that's what you thought.
He's catching balls for the Cardinals, and I was like,
"Yep,
what?" And then he gets traded. I'm like, what? So, yeah, I thought he was no longer in the league. And he 1,000% is still in the league to this day. Isn't that kind of crazy?
It is kind of crazy.
You want to hear my 303 story?
Yeah, I do, actually. That's all I've been thinking about.
You know, like when Segura says how, like, his dad said Tommy Lee Jones is gay forever, right?
Yeah. And you just believe it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, not only believe it, telling people for a long time.
Yeah, 100%. So, you were telling everybody.
So in high school, we had phones, but we had like flip phones, barely had the internet type shit, right? I mean, I graduated 2011, so I mean, I'm old, but I was old enough to where we didn't have Androids until after the fact.
We had the slide, the rumor.
Yeah, exactly. So 303,
Blackberry, if you're Richard.
303 was popping.
Of course.
The time.
God,
I mean,
still
absolutely smacking. And I don't know who told me or what I heard it on, but I heard that they went to Harvard. Yeah. Graduates.
And that was gospel.
Gospel. And I swear to God, I told people that, I mean, 13 years out of high school, I've been telling people that, I probably told people that for 12 years out of high school. So, hey, do you guys know, because randomly it'll come on once a year, you'll hear a 303 song. You know these guys went to Harvard? And they'll be like, really? Like, yeah, dude, isn't that crazy? And they said, fuck it, we're just going to be pop stars forever.
Yeah.
Decided to look it up one day.
Yeah. Negative.
Never sniffed Harvard.
No. Did any of them even go to college?
I don't even know. Not Harvard, though. Definitely not Harvard. And I was telling people, like, I was like, fun fact, tidbit, 303 went to Harvard. Graduates. Yeah. No. Never once graduated from fucking anything.
Everybody's got shit like that, though.
Dude, ridiculous.
Where you were just like, this was 100% true.
Oh, yeah.
And the Tommy Lee Jones was gay is like a perfect example of that.
Yeah, 100%. I was like, oh my God, dude. Like, So you probably should stop telling people that. But honestly, I still kind of tell people that because then I just lead it into this story.
Right.
Because it's fucking funny.
It is funny.
I'm an idiot. But
that is crazy.
Yeah. Makes me laugh, man.
I have a question. Really? I think there is only two.
What school?
There you
go. Sounds like some Colorado schools.
It does.
Oh, just kidding. That doesn't say Chicago. It says Colorado.
Okay. I was going to say that. Boulder High School?
Boulder and Fairview, Chicago.
Not
two
only
big cities in Colorado.
Yeah. Yeah, they went to Harvard out in the Rocky Mountains.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, that's what it was. You went to Harvard Elementary together.
How does he fuck that
graduated.
One?
Yeah, I don't know how you fucked that one up.
Oh, that's awesome. I love that. That is hilarious. What's your question, Bob?
Is people are murmuring. I've been seeing this a lot on TikTok. Jack Mack from Barstool did a video about it. Is Chipotle going downhill? When's the last time you guys had some Chipotle?
Like 2 weeks ago.
Have you noticed anything different?
I'm not like a giant Chipotle fan to begin with.
Are you Doba over Chipotle?
We don't have Doba around us, so no. But
Dobas are dying.
When I lived in Saginaw, I liked Doba over Chipotle, but I didn't really like either of them all that much. I definitely like Doba over Chipotle, though. What's dying about it?
Well, it looks like bowls and stuff like that are kind of getting skimpier. I don't know if like they've changed like scoop sizes and things like that, but people are pissed off about it. And I just wondered if you guys had seen anything differently, because I really haven't. And I was a Qdoba guy till I die in Saginaw, especially like that. Yeah. Saginaw Qdoba was fucking, that's the one.
Definitely.
And this last couple years, for whatever reason, it started when our Qdoba that was right down the street from us here at this apartment was died off. Like, they closed it.
Okay.
That hurt me bad. So I was like, all right, I guess I'm a Chipotle guy now because it's still close enough.
Yeah.
So I started going to Chipotle. And the thing that I don't like about Chipotle is that I think the queso at Qdoba is better. And you don't have to pay extra for queso or guac at Qdoba. So, like, my bowl at Qdoba is $10. My bowl at Chipotle is $15.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Like, 33% more? Yeah. Like, that's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
But people are just kind of pissed off that it seems like Chipotle is giving less and less food. And I have not had that experience.
Neither have I. And I have heard one other thing about Chipotle's queso is getting worse. And Chipotle's queso has just never been that good.
It hasn't. It's always been mid.
It's just, yeah, exactly. It's
I throw it in every time just because it's...
I like the consistency.
Me
I
too.
Like, for, and also, it's
when you're
good.
Mixing it.
Yeah, it's good.
It's good.
It's just not spectacular by any means.
No.
So, like, I don't know where anyone's coming up with, like, oh, hey, I fuck it. It's getting worse. So, that's the only thing I've been seeing about Chipotle going down. I
like Chipotle's corn... salsa,
well,
and
salsa
I like their chicken better. I think it's better than Qdoba. Like, wow. I think they burn it less, and so that's operator error. Probably,
I don't get chicken or steak from Chipotle. I get the barbacoa.
Really?
Yes. I don't like their steak. I think it's chewy.
What is barbacoa?
It's pork.
Oh, that's the pork.
Yes.
Okay.
And I believe the carnitas are also pork.
Yeah, that's pork too.
Is
there like a sauce on the barbacoa that you taste?
It's whatever the fuck that it's marinated in, that it's sunk into.
It's just like taco flavored though. It's not like barbecue or anything crazy.
No, barbacoa is
barbacoa is making me think barbecue.
No, it's not. Like, so like, all right, think about like pastor, right? Pastor
yeah,
is
yeah,
just
yeah.
pork. El pastor though, but it's the way it's prepared.
If you're going to a Mexican joint, you should only get el pastor.
Yeah. Which there's
I learned that from a true bread.
We can roll down a whole rabbit hole on El Pastor and pineapple and this and the other thing, but barbacoa is just
a food podcast.
It's just the way that it's prepared, right? It's the pork and it's shredded and it's delicious. So I get that, and I usually get double meat because I don't get beans. I don't really fuck with the beans. I don't get beans either.
I like beans. Don't get me wrong, but I don't get them.
Yeah, I think they're just filler, and I feel like then they give you less of everything else, and it's like fuck it. So I always go, but I'll go double meat, and then
I get pay for it.
Exactly. That's what I was getting at. Is that then I go queso. I don't get guac though. I think the guac is unnecessary. Mm-hmm. But my bowl is like fucking $18 because double meat's outrageous.
Yeah.
And it's like the last time I went, though, I got normal meat. I added queso. It was still whatever, 13 and some change, whatever. But I feel like they actually gave me a really good portion, like a really good helping of meat, and everything else was there.
If you double it up, they'll always give you what you want.
No, no, no. I didn't double it up.
Oh, you didn't.
I went standard, and it's still, they gave me more than I thought. Because usually there is times where they skimp out, and I'm like, ah, fuck. So I just always go default double meat, which I heard the trick, though, is that what you do is you say, hey, I want a barbacoa bowl, brown rice, no beans. And then when they kind of move it over and they go, they give you the one helping of meat.
Yeah.
And you go, oh, hey, I actually want a double meat too. So they come back to it.
Oh. And it's
like, so they say that like when they say double meat, they'll give you like 3/4 and 3/4 of a scoop.
Yeah.
But if you fucking give them the hezzy,
yeah,
they'll go two full fucking.
Two full ones. That is smart.
Yeah.
That is smart.
So it's like if you're paying for it, do it that way. At least then you can fucking come up a little bit.
Yeah.
But
God, yeah. That was the fucking, that was the Saginaw and the Burbank coming out of us just then. Yeah. Hey, bro, get to the end of the line, ask for another also, scoop.
Fuck that, yo, dude, I don't care. We got to come up where we come. That's why I was telling my buddy, because he was buying golf balls at Walmart. they sell Pro Vs there. But I told him. I told him.
No shit.
I told him.
I thought you were going to be like, it said like Wally World on the golf ball.
Oh, so I told him, but he's like, oh, I'm going to go stop because we were like going to golf. And he's like, I'm going to stop at Walmart and grab some balls. And I was like, hey, man, make sure you check the box though, because a lot of people will put like the Pro Vs in the fucking Wilson staff box.
Yeah.
And then swap them. He goes, yeah, I do that. And I said, you motherfucker.
No way.
And then I was like, you know what? Good for you, bro. Because as long as I'm not the one getting stiff with the fuck, I'm not ever buying Pro Vs anyway. So it's like, well, fuck it. And it's like, if you're dumb enough to not check your box, like, you know, you see it on the internet, it's like, if you can get away with it and get one up on fucking Wally World and the government and this and the other thing, fuck it, dude. We got to get where one. We can, dude. We got to legally steal shit.
Kyle Brown definitely does that. That's a total Kep move. Kep would do that in 2 seconds.
First of all.
Really? I could see that. Yeah.
Somebody throwing our people under the bus here. God forbid Big Wally World is listening.
Hey. Send us a check, Big Wally World. We'll rat all these motherfuckers out.
Yeah. But, yeah, it's like, the double meat move. It's like, dude, fuck it. We'll get it where we can get it, you know?
And I think every other ingredient other than meat, if you're just like, hey, can you give me a little bit more of that? They'll do that for free.
Oh,
they're not going to charge you. Like, hey, give me, like, can I get a little bit more rice? Can I get a little bit more queso, a little bit more fajita peppers?
Dude, if you say, can I get extra rice, it's free. And they'll give you 2 servings of it. Roll down your bowl.
I'm going rice, no beans, rice, chicken, fajita peppers, queso, corn salsa, guac.
All right.
That's it.
I'm damn near the exact same.
You sometimes I'll do a lettuce base.
No cheese?
No, I don't like the cheese.
Really?
I don't like shredded cheese when it's cold like that. If it was melted on there, I'd do it, but I don't like that.
Interesting. Because I go barbacoa, rice, fajita veggies, queso, and then I go corn salsa, the green salsa, cheese. And that's my bowl.
If you're not getting the fajita veggies, I don't know what the fuck you are doing with your life. Oh, I really don't.
It's bell peppers and onions.
And I've looked up what they do to it, and it's like an oregano. It's like a weird kind of Italian seasoning mix that they put on it, actually, which you wouldn't think that. But that's kind of what they do with it. I've never been able to, like, replicate it perfectly at home, but you can get kind of close. But, yeah, fajita peppers, I'm telling you, dude, it changes the game on your bowl.
One time I got one. And I actually, like, a dude at work was going to get it. And I was like, yeah, blah, 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 blah. And I forgot the fajita veggies. And I get the bowl and I'm eating it. And I was like, what's wrong with this?
Yeah.
What am I? I'm like, what the
you start
fuck
to notice
wrong?
It after you've seen
the
light. And then
the I literally was just like, I ate it. And I was like, this wasn't that good. Like, this is bad. And then I went and I was looking and the other dude was like, he had them. And I was like, fuck! And I was like, no. I was like, dude, that's the best part. Honestly,
he didn't forget. You forgot to tell him?
I forgot to tell him.
Mm.
And I was like, you motherfucker.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, fajita veggies all day. And also, it's just a good combination of shit, you know?
Oh, it is.
And actually, sometimes I'll put the pico on there, too. I'll either go with the pico or I'll go with the green salsa. Because I like a pico. I like a little chunky pico.
Green salsa scares me. I've never tried the green salsa.
It's the medium. It's not the hot. It's the middle one. Because pico is the mild.
Yeah.
And then green is the...
You never go lettuce base?
Nah, I don't need it. I think lettuce is the most useless thing on the planet for the most part. Top five.
I think if you are at Qdoba, I literally did this on Monday, and I opened up Steven's eyes to it. If you do go to Qdoba, Chipotle doesn't do it as much. I don't see them making these as much, but Qdoba makes a lot of them. Quesadilla at Qdoba. Literally my exact order that I just told you guys. Put it on a quesadilla. Incredible. And for whatever reason, way more filling than even a bowl is.
Oh, that cheese.
With just that, yeah, it's the cheese and the tortilla, and then you just get queso and guac on the side, and you just dunk that shit in there. It's so good. Yeah. Nah, I'm not a sour cream
guy. It's
because
I do queso. Otherwise, I would do sour cream. If I was going no queso, I'd go sour cream. I need that. I need something to mix it and coagulate.
I feel like if you got sour cream, it would take over the bowl if you got queso too, and then you wouldn't taste
it. See, I feel like it's a weird combination of wet. Like I'm more like
that's
wet. I'm usually a one wet guy, and if I go, I'll go salsa and queso, which is too wet. And it's like I can't go salsa, queso, fucking sour cream. Now I'm just drinking soup, you know?
Yeah, dude. So you just have rice floating in it like it's Lucky Charms.
Well, kind of. So what I do is I eat it from one end of the football to the end of the other end of the football.
So do I. That's how I eat.
But I do try to, like, get a little bit of everything in each bite, though. I hate when I just have, like, oh, it's just a bite of rice. But you're not mixing. No, I'm not shaking it. Nah.
A lot of people that do the shake, and I don't care for it.
That's just overhand. It's just too much work to do. Otherwise, I would probably do something. Like, if I were to make a bowl at home, I would do that. I would mix it and toss it. But I'm not doing that.
I like seeing the layer as I go through and being like, oh, I have queso and, you know, rice.
See, but I also like, yeah, but the thing is, though, is because they fuck up the queso, and sometimes they'll only put it on one half of your bowl. You kind of got to zhush it around a little bit, you know what I mean?
That's another thing, dog. If I don't get enough queso, I say it every time. Lather me up. Because they're not charged. They're already charging me the $2 for it.
No, fair enough, man. I don't blame you on that shit, dude. Nothing worse than when, like the last time I went, she, like, first of all, the highest pitched voice on the planet. And I was like, is this a bit? Like,
it was that bad?
Yeah. And I was like, dude, don't speak any longer. But she put like all of the queso on one side. And I was like, what the fuck, man? Like, it's annoying as fuck. But anyways, I digress. What else we got, dude?
Is between whatever on your keyboard the worst trend in internet history? Have you not been seeing this?
What? You haven't been on Twitter in the last 2 days? Not really. I barely am on Twitter, honestly, man.
Between, it's like... I'm
so sick of watching people die.
It's like something, and then look at your keyboard between... What's like a big one, Jack? It's like between Y and I. Because that's where U is. It's like me and blank fucking look between your keyboard between Y and I. And it just says U.
Or it's like between whatever and whatever. It's like
J. Between H and L. JK. Yeah, it's like, oh, I love this movie. Look between your keyboard H and L, and it says JK.
Okay. That is the lamest shit I've ever heard in my entire
life. Dude, you cannot open up Twitter right now without seeing 100.
And this is it's like supposed to be cute.
It's used as like a meme, basically.
Well, it's click farming. So you have to go into it.
Yep.
Which the algorithm knows.
I never do. I just go to text. It's like an engagement. I cheat the system because I don't want to give them that satisfaction.
I hate this.
Elon just came out with a crazy thing about any sort of.
Give Jack the mic. I feel like. We forget. We're in a bad setup.
He just came out with this thing.
Who did?
Elon.
Okay.
Twitter X. any account that is caught engagement farming is like going to be placed on some sort of ban. So, dude, I got to take these off. I can't hear. And then everybody's reposting the latest tweet from the main X account that is literally the keyboard meme, which pisses everybody off because that's just factual engagement farming.
Oh, so it's like very hypocritical.
He's contradicting himself.
Yeah, okay.
So everybody's pissed. And you can't even mute it because like normally I would just mute the word keyboard.
Right.
But now everybody's posting pictures of tweets that have that are just tweets of the fucking keyboard meme. So like you can't mute a goddamn picture. So
right.
Left everybody over.
That is, dude, it's bad. And it's
I hate the world.
It's dude, it's just a brutal trend. And you know what it got me thinking about? Whoever comes up with these trends first, doesn't it suck to wouldn't it suck to like not get compensated at all for that? When everybody is using this and it was your idea. And like that's just kind of how Twitter is. Shit takes off and then you're not gonna get credit and there's no way to compensate you for it. We should find a copyright of vital tweet. Yeah.
Also though
viral tweet.
Also, excuse me.
A vital tree.
My thing is too though is that what if it, you do this and all of a sudden now 50% of the tweeting population fucking hates you and you're like, I'm just gonna back off from this one.
Oh, 1,000%. Don't come up with a bad trend like this one.
But it's like, I mean, yeah. How do you get compensated for that though, in reality? I guess if you
every time it's used, TM. Bingo. You're fucked.
Yeah, but that's like trying to trademark a joke even. Like, even jokes get stolen. You know what I mean? That's essentially what that is.
Yeah, that's what that is. It's like, but it just makes you think. Like, some guy did this first, and now everybody's like, look between H and A and go fuck yourself.
I think Mike's got a good point where the penalty or the punishment for joke stealing lies in, like, a social.
Right.
So Jack just said that whoever goes back and steals the joke. I'm just kidding. Oh, yeah. But no, I agree. I think that's dumb as fuck though. I haven't seen this yet. I don't go on Twitter all that often.
You're gonna hate it.
I'm probably not gonna see it very much until it gets to Instagram and TikTok and shit.
Yeah.
Because I barely go on fucking Twitter.
I don't think it'll get to TikTok. I don't think it's that
just
kind
it's
of
not a video.
It's not a
thing.
Video. It's very much a Twitter type of deal.
Well, then good. Because I don't really go on Twitter all that
I much. Hope it goes away. It's just not.
And also, how often can you use it? For like three things?
Dude, everybody's using it for everything.
But like how many
letters?
There's only 26 letters.
Oh, there's
dude.
A bunch of them that are confusing. One of them will be like an O, and I'll be like, what does an O mean? It'll be like, well, it'll be like something about me and your girlfriend, and then it'll be like she's like
the
oh,
O face
like moaning, yeah, or whatever.
Oh,
yeah, it's like, dude, come on, like we're reaching here.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, dude. I'm out on that.
I'm not trying to be old man yelling at clouds here, but no. I feel like we're not doing that. I think, and we have Jack in the room to confirm that this is.
Jack's also the oldest one out of all of us in terms of just mentally not giving a
that's
fuck
true.
About Twitter and shit.
That's true. But he is tapped in. More
no,
than
for sure.
Is.
I just think, like, I like trends, dude. I think they're. Me too. I think they're worth it. I think they're necessary for the world. Sometimes they suck, but like cheesy ass trends like this, it's like, ugh.
Yep.
Also, like, you know what trend is just enormous and I don't think it's going to go away ever for a while is the POV shit. It's like, oh, POV, I'm fucking a 27 handicap golfer. And then it shows a dude who's playing a game of whack fuck and he misses the ball. And he's like, whack, fuck. You know what I mean? Like where it's like the POV thing is annoying as fuck. I kind of don't like that one either.
I can't believe Elon is trying to like that's the focus of banning that on Twitter right now.
Is banning the keyboard thing?
Twitter, I was thinking about it today. Twitter is the most lawless land ever now, ever since Elon took over. Like Mike said, you log on to Twitter, you're seeing somebody die or you're seeing somebody get fucked. That is the only two things
fucking
that
wild,
you see on
bro.
Twitter. And I don't want to see any of that on Twitter.
Is
He should, dude. The porn is getting outrageous on Twitter. It's like, dude, the bots are so bad. No, you can't. And it's like, dude, I'm just trying to see what Schefter's talking about.
This is the problem. This is the biggest problem. The censorship is whatever. Because if you subscribe to it, if you subscribe to the porn pages,
you don't.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. Then you deserve to, like, this is what you want to see. Like, you're right. A creep, whatever. It's these suggestions and this shit that's like, oh, it shouldn't be that. It should be, hey, I follow Schefter. I follow fucking whoever I follow, and maybe some suggestions as to pages off of what you follow.
Yeah.
But don't have my feed be shit. I don't know who the fuck is tweeting this. Like, that, it doesn't make any sense. That's the thing that I think they need to figure out. Is to how stop doing fucking targeted ads and targeted fucking posts instead of just being like, hey, I follow this guy. If he doesn't tweet today, guess what? I see tweets from 2 days ago.
Yeah.
And like, what the fuck? Like, that's the
problem.
Well,
they have the, like, the for you, right? Well, and then they have the who you follow. Obviously, you could just scroll over to that and have that be your feed. But the for you is great because of things like you just said. Like, if I don't follow Tom Pelissero for whatever reason, but I do follow Schefty, and something huge happens and Tom Pelissero gets a million likes and retweets, show me that tweet because something big probably just happened and he tweeted about it. If there's a fucking chick getting plowed and it's got 1,000 likes on it, why is that getting fed to me? Like, I don't want to see
that. Imagine me in a you guys have girlfriends too. God forbid you pop open Twitter and you see Riley Reid doming someone off.
Yeah, and you're like, dude, I'm just trying to check the weather.
Yeah, dude, I'm just going to get my fucking news. Yeah. What the fuck? That's insane to me. Like, and that's because you're a Reddit guy, right, Jack? So, like, wasn't that a big thing that Reddit was all porn, right? Then they took the porn off.
Was
Reddit?
It?
Oh,
it is?
Not all porn, but I heard that. I thought
Reddit was just conspiracies mostly. Give Jack the mic.
I have it very dialed into myself, though, where, like, it's not as bad as Twitter where all the replies are porn. Reddit has very closely moderated communities where there's people checking all of the replies for every post in their community, and they will remove you. They will ban you from posting in the community. It's like a much...
So they get rid of a lot of the bots.
Yeah. There's no bots.
There's no bots.
The bots on Reddit are there to remove people. Like, you can't even say something that's not relevant to the topic.
So the bots are putting people in the trash.
Well, and that's the thing is that
that's,
like,
sick.
So, to remove the nonsense. And this is what I was trying to say is that, like, I thought Reddit got rid of porn completely. But, like, I was thinking, like, well, maybe this is why it's all going to Twitter. But it's like, why? I just don't get the porn. I'm not on Twitter that often. I haven't seen the porn on Twitter, to be honest with you. Thankfully, I don't need to be seeing that. But it's like, dude, this is social media, not fucking, like, also, where do we live in nowadays that, like, I know the OnlyFans and the sex work is, like, such is a real thing. Like, it is what it is, right? But, like, since when the fuck, like, why is it okay for just to be our everyday lives? Like, if you want to work in that industry and people want to pay for that industry, fucking more power to you. Like, it's an instant industry. It's not pop culture, though. That shit ain't
it's
pop culture. Like, what the fuck are we doing? Like, social media should be for relevant shit, not... It's like, oh, you know how many pages I see on Instagram? And it's like, oh, it's some chick twerking. It's like, her at is this. And you click and it's all her just trying to sell her OnlyFans. It's like, dude, fuck out of my life.
Yeah.
Bro. Like, I can watch so much free porn. It's unreal.
Yeah, it's like
I don't want to go on my social media page and fucking look. That's so sad, bro. That's like.
That's the problem. There's not nearly as many normal people on the planet as there are.
Well, it's not that it's becoming the norm, and it's problematic for everything. And it's like, dude, and I'm not, like I said, I'm not downing people who do that shit for work, because fucking make your paper, boo boo. But also,
make your,
like,
paper, boo boo.
Like, come on now, like, let's stop making it so accessible without searching. That shit bothers me. What's up, buddy?
Yep. If you keep putting that shit on there, eventually Mike and I are going to start fucking jerking off on film.
Yeah, we're going to do.
Is that what you want?
You know what we're going to do?
We'll do it.
We're going to start doing live pods more, and we're only going to put them on OnlyFans.
Yep.
And what we're going to do is we're going to fucking post a bad bitch twerking, and it's gonna be like, oh, her at is this, and it's gonna go right to our fucking page.
Yep.
You're gonna be like, see the exclusive content.
Gotcha.
No, no, we're gonna put it in the fucking bio of our Instagram page to see exclusive content. Download our OnlyFans, and then when they get to our OnlyFans, pay for it. It's just gonna be me and Bob.
Bingo. Sitting on a couch. So what's going on with Chipotle? They're like, son of a bitch.
You know, I farted in the shower the other day.
Yeah.
And I almost stunk myself out, which I wanted to get into that.
Oh, yeah. Let's do it.
So,
do we have any more beers?
There's definitely more beers.
Can you hand me a nooner before we get into this?
So, I was taking a shower. I don't know if it was yesterday or the day previous. And I farted in the shower.
Okay.
And it was so heinous. It was so bad, dude. I literally, like, so the shower's only, there's a finite amount of room, right?
Of course.
It's about as big as this couch.
Yep.
And I'm facing that way, and I obviously fart back into the wind.
Yeah.
Dude, when I turned around, I literally almost threw up in the shower.
It was that bad?
Oh, my God. And I literally had to go.
You like your own brand a little bit.
I had to go to the other side of the shower for, like, 30 seconds. Because it was so bad. I was like, ugh.
You pretended you didn't even know your own ass.
Dude, it was so bad. And I had White Castle a couple days ago, and that had to be the reason. But, like,
was it the day that you showered you had White Castle?
It was the day after. I had White Castle at, like, noon, though. Like, night noon. I had White Castle at, like, midnight, and I showered at, like, 12 the next day.
How much White Castle, or what did you get from White Castle?
Well, I got a 10-sack, but I didn't eat all 10. I got
a 10 sack.
10 burgers. I got a 10. I got a 10
but I didn't, oh, yeah. We talked about White Castle in the last podcast.
I got a 10 burgers. Yeah, little
well, there's sliders at White Castle.
10 sliders.
But, let's not discount the fact that there was 10 of them. That's egregious.
I didn't eat all 10, though.
Yeah, that's not, like, even just saying that is hilarious. I didn't eat all 10. I did order 10.
What I did, what I ate. So I ate 4 of them. I gave the dog one.
Smart.
And then the next day, I ate 4 more of them. And I think the other one, I don't know if I gave it to the dog or something. So I ate 8 out of 10, and then I took a shower. But it was in 2 separate meals. And it was the worst thing.
And then
you
took a shit in the shower.
I took a shit in the shower, which leads me to getting out of the shower. So I had the door open because my dog has social anxiety and is an asshole when no one's around.
Mm-hmm.
And I was the only one in the house. So I left the door cracked. So if God forbid, she just knows that I'm still here.
Right.
And I get out of the shower. And I'm obviously fucking stark naked. And the door's cracked. And she's standing there staring at me.
Of course.
And I want to know, does it make you uncomfortable? First of all, does Max ever see you naked?
All the time. He's always in the bathroom with me when I shower.
Does that make you uncomfortable at all?
Never.
Because that made me extremely uncomfortable.
I never even think about it.
I thought about it a lot, and I didn't like any second of it. I was like, this is weird. Like, this dog is staring me dead in the dick right now.
He's never staring me dead in the dick. He's just, like, always staring at me like, hey, let's get the fuck out of here. It's hot in here. Like, that's what he thinks. He's like, I gotta be in here with you in case you drown, but once I know you're fine, let's get out of it. Like, I always, the second I walk out of the shower, I'll put my towel on, and I open the door for Max so he can... He'll then lay in the hallway and then still look at me as I'm, like, drying off.
Do you think that they know? So, like, I have a girl dog, right?
Yeah.
Like, if they see a donger on a dude,
yeah.
You think they know? That's like, oh, hey, that's a guy.
I think they get it.
It's weird.
I just think they, like, understand anatomy a little bit.
Fair.
Because that's, like, I don't know, that's our belly. And when they go and sniff another dog's belly, oh, your dick's right there.
Yeah. I was just uncomfortable with that whole thing. And I was like, Peyton, door's closing next time.
Peyton, this is your last look.
I read this thing about cats the other night, and it might be true about dogs as well. Whenever you have an animal since they were younger, like if you have a kitten or a puppy, they think they are the same as you.
Oh, they think they're a human or they think you're a cat,
yeah,
or whatever?
They don't know they're a dog or right. They don't know they're a cat. And right. A lot of times when you put them in front of a mirror, they just like kind of stare around.
They don't even think it, yeah.
They don't know that that's them.
No.
And so like they probably do see your dick and they're like, that's a dick. But then again, They might not even think about it, but I have Bart and Walter in my bathroom every single morning when I shower. Like, I don't think I've ever closed my bathroom door one time. I just have it open. Bart lays in the sink. Walter lays on my little shower mat outside of my fucking shower.
That is sick.
He waits for me to get out, and then he rubs on my wet legs like an asshole.
That's awesome.
So I think we had this conversation before, but, like, there's something soothing and comforting about having a closed door while in the bathroom. I don't care if I'm by myself forever. Something about closing the door behind you when you're going to the bathroom, I feel like is the right move. Like, I don't like shitting with the door open.
No, I don't like that either. Even if I'm alone, like, even if I lived alone, I would close the door.
That's what I'm saying. Like, this guy's like, oh, I've never closed my door.
Yeah.
And it's like,
I need to have a layer of the door closed. So, like, at Savannah's, her bathroom is inside of her bedroom.
Yeah.
As long as the bedroom door is closed, I'll leave the bathroom door open. Because for Max, like, to let the steam out and stuff like that, because he wants to lay in there.
Yeah.
But the bedroom door has to be closed. I need some sort of a moat.
See, that would make me even more anxious to know that, like, I don't know. That would make, it's like, at least when, like, the both doors are open, you're like, all right, anyone can walk in at any time. But it's like, I mean, I never lived by myself, but I was by myself for like a whole year.
Never lived by myself.
Not even a year. It was like 6 months.
I got a good question for you.
What's that?
What do you think about a button lock on a bathroom door versus a like little twist lock? Where do you stand on those?
I mean, I don't mind either of them. I'm just so used to twisting that.
What do you feel more secure with?
Oh, well, the button, technically, because the twist...
It's not even a question.
Yeah, because the twist on the outside, you just need a fucking... You need a coin, and you can get in.
And I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about, like, even if the twist... Like, what if you don't twist the twist all the way, and it's not really locked? You don't really know. When you press the button in, you know when that bitch is in, and you're locked in.
But I've also been to some
you're
old
safe.
Fucking rickety-ass apartments where fucking the button, it's like...
I've never seen the button not work.
It works, but it's like, first of all, you ever been in one where like the you almost don't know if you can get out of the door?
No.
Where it's like you gotta turn it one way or the other. Like it doesn't work. Like, because usually with the button, all you do is twist the knob and it opens, right?
Yeah, of course.
So it's like I've had it. Like, we were at an Airbnb in Kentucky actually, and the one, and you had to like, you locked it.
Mm.
And like, if you just twisted it, motherfucker did not open. Let me tell
you.
You had to like, you had to like do it right or go the one way. And it's like,
oh,
something about the button kind of makes me like, I might be in this bathroom forever type of thing.
It's like a claustrophobia type of thing.
Yeah. Cause it's like nothing, especially when you don't want to be like the guy. And like, for one, you want to be discreet. Like, hopefully if there's 10 of us at the house, you didn't even know I was gone. Maybe I was taking a dump.
Right.
You know, it's like, you got to text someone, hey, in the bathroom.
Yeah, come rescue me. You got a credit card or something?
Yeah, I don't know. I like the twist better just because I'm just so, like, literally I will close the door and just, like, my brain just goes right to the twist.
I'm a button guy all the way. I just don't think that there's any security like a button.
I like a button in a modern day with a new handle. Like, a new, like, it needs to be legit, like, like where it clicks nice and it the motherfucker ain't loose, nothing. But yeah, then I like the button that way also.
You know what's confusing is when they do the like, why even put the little twist ones on like bathroom stall doors? Like the little twist one where you just kind of twist it and it barely goes into the hole. It's like, dude, this is like anybody could bust in. If you push the door, it's probably going to open.
Yeah, size 5 or more.
Give me the, what's the one called where it like lays across and then locks into the thing?
Like a deadbolt of some sort.
It's, yeah, it's like an old fashioned, like fucking when you put the big piece at the 2x4.
Yeah, in the fucking gate.
And, yeah.
100%.
That's what you want.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Cause you need, yeah, no, I agree. Those some of those bathroom stalls, it's like, what's the point of even putting a door on it at this point, you know? Yeah. That's what we're saying. The gate is good. It's
put the gate. Yeah, put the gate
little
mechanism.
Button that's this big, it doesn't do shit.
No.
I agree.
Yeah, that's a Seinfeld topic. So Jack's saying that he doesn't like that the stall door doesn't go all the way to the floor. And I agree. And that should be something that but I think the problem is that people would feel claustrophobic.
And also, it's probably some sort of safety issue, too. It's like, well, what if
there's a fire?
Yeah, like, well, yeah, there's it probably
keeps the shit in.
Yeah, it's probably ventilation, safety. Like, there's reasons for it. Like, it's probably a little outdated, but I mean,
yeah, we could grow up,
first of all. Like, the fuck, it's just,
if I got nice shoes on that day, I'm going to show them off, you know?
And also,
I'll stick one outside the stall. Yeah, I'll just do the splits in the stall.
Buddy next to me, hey, you like these?
What do you think about these?
Adam and Foff. Talking about locks. How dumb is it when you have a two-lock system, you have, like, deadbolt lock on your door. We're talking just
and then the twisty.
The twisty on the doorknob.
Yep.
How dumb is it when you have to put the key in your door and you twist one way for one of them to open, and then for some reason, the person that put the fucking lock, let's have to twist it the other way. Have you ever done that?
Yeah, that's crazy.
What the fuck? So now I have to flip the key around or use it. You know, it's like, why aren't we just twisting away from the fucking house?
Yep.
Like, into the door.
There's no, like, rhyme or reason for that.
Yeah, what are we doing? Did some jerk-off put the lock on upside down, or they're just trying to fuck with me? Like, what do you want?
Yeah, that's operator error, 100%.
Pisses me off, because my fucking house is like that, and I'm like, who the fuck did this?
Yeah, like, how am I supposed to get in here in a timely manner?
Yeah, it pisses me off, but anyways.
Anything else?
Go Bears.
Any more 12s? Eric Stahl.
Dude, we did 12 already, or less 11, because no, you said a Stahl brother last week.
Yeah, Jordan is number 11.
Oh, and Eric's 12.
Everybody knows
that. I do think that we can go. I do think we can get more 12s if we really thought about it.
What's a baseball 12?
A baseball 12, that's a tough one now.
There's got to be people on the Cubs that are 12. Kyle Starling Schwarber. Marte?
Starling Marte has never been on the Cubs.
Yes, he has.
No, he hasn't. Talking about Starling Castro.
Starling Castro
was number 13.
Oh damn! Kyle, I was right there.
Kyle Schwarber was number 12.
Oh, okay.
I believe
he's
still number 12.
Yeah, there you go. Castro.
Castro was a dog.
Was Evan Longoria? No, he was like three or something.
Yeah. Way off.
Yeah, that was way off.
Oh, Francisco Lindor.
Yeah, he's a 12.
Number 12.
Okay. Jack said Eric Stahl was on the cover of the greatest NHL game of all time. I believe you are thinking of
11.
No, Jonathan Toews was on 11. That's the best NHL game of all time.
That's why I said 11.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, what game are you talking about, Stahl?
Stahl was on 14? No. 8. Stahl was on 8?
I said 8.
Oh,
run back the tape. I said 8 first.
Yeah, you did. 8 and 8 up there. I think 8 might be number 2 for me as far as shell games. 11's one. 11 was amazing. 11 changed the game. Oh, yeah. Oh, dude, the flagpole. But okay. Episode 112 is a wrap. Thank you for listening. We will probably not be in person again for a while.
You know what? You know what? Yeah, hey, you don't fucking write anything off the fucking books.
That's
here.
True. We'll see where Michael ends up working.
You know what next week's episode is, right?
A big 113-er?
The old Caleb Williams episode, baby.
Wow. Oh! It will be.
Oh, foreshadowing in this motherfucker.
Yeah, if you're listening to this, Caleb Williams is already a Bear.
I mean, I would assume so.
Congrats on Caleb Williams and Romo Dunze. That's sick for you guys.
Yep.
Congrats to us. Lions moved up and got Latu from UCLA, defensive end.
Okay.
And we also moved up again, and then we got that Leggett kid, wide receiver from South Carolina. Congrats, Lions. Congrats, the Bears. And the black and blue division in the NFC is back. It's going to be Chicago versus Detroit. God, scums of the earth fucking battling it out. And I wouldn't have it any other way.
Fuck yeah.
We love you guys. See you next week for Caleb Williams, episode 113. Peace.